Good morning and welcome to Monday Morning Podcast with Lighthouse. We call it manna, a refreshment for each new day. This morning, I want to talk to you about getting yourself out of the way. And so we're going to pray first, and then hopefully I'll be able to explain what that means. So let's pray. Won't you join me? Father, I love being loved by you. I love the abundance of your grace, and that, Lord, no matter what our failures may be, your love isn't measured back. You don't hold back, Lord. Your love flows continuously and without disruption, and your grace is the blessing of our restoration that was demonstrated through your Son, that we might have a right relationship with you, one where sin has been paid for, and Lord, that the offense is not in the way, but love is in the way, and righteousness, the righteousness of your Son, is that which you see us through, is his righteousness. And so what greater joy is there than knowing that we can come and without fear, but knowing that you are for us and that you bless us. And Lord, so we want to learn more from you. And so I ask that that's exactly what you would do today, is teach us from your word. Equip us for life. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. You know, we've been in Proverbs chapter 18, and we left off in verse 10 that says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous man runs into it and is safe." Where we are safe, where we have peace in the midst of the turmoil and the consequences and of life, is in the strong tower of the name of the Lord. Just calling upon his name makes such a huge difference, the name of Jesus. And as we get ready to look forward, we're going to look at the nature of man, but the importance of man getting out of the way of what God wants to do. And interestingly enough, I was driving home the other night with my son, Josh. We'd gone to a basketball game, and the moon was just brilliant. And I asked my son, I said, "Josh, do you know why the moon is so bright and we can see all of it tonight?" And he looked at me like, "Dad, you need to help me a little bit with this one." And I said, "It's because the earth is out of the way and the sun is able to shine directly, but the moon doesn't have its own light. No, the moon reflects the light of the sun." Just like our lives, that when we get the world out of the way and we allow the clear communication, the clear light of God's love and the truth of his word through his Son that shines, he then reflects from our lives. And that's what I want. I want to be a full moon reflecting that love of Jesus through my life. So we're going to look at these passages with that thought in mind. So it says in verse 11, "A rich man's wealth is his strong city and like a high wall in his imagination." So it's telling us there that a rich man's wealth is, it seems like it's this formidable city that protects him from everything, but it's only in his imagination because it can't protect him from things like cancer and heartache and the thing that we're all going to face, the thing that is difficult, especially for those that don't have hope of eternity, and it's called death. Now, that's weighty, isn't it? He says, "Man, what do I do with death?" Well, with Christ, we know what we do with that. To be absent from the body is to be present with Christ, and there's so many other passages that we can look at. But our hope is not in ourselves. Our hope is in our faith in Jesus and what he has done for us. And so anyway, let's go on to verse 12. It says, "Before destruction, a man's heart is haughty, but humility comes before honor. And this passage has ministered to my heart so many times, especially in those moments when I've been a little haunty. And I know you know what I'm talking about. And we kind of get caught up in our own attitude and this thing called pride, right? And we forget about what's more important. And what's more important is not ourselves, but others. And so it's when we confront pride. Well, pride starts with the root of sin. And sin, the nature of sin, which is all of our sin, all of us, it says, "For there is none righteous, no, not even one. All have fallen short of the glory of God," is what it says in Romans chapter 3. But sin, it feeds this thing called self. And self has an attitude. Self is haughty, and it leads to something. In fact, the passage says, "Before destruction, a man's heart is haughty." So haughty is the predecessor of destruction. Well, isn't there an opposite road? You know, can we take a different direction? And the answer to that is absolutely. So there's a direction that we can take that's called G-R-A-C-E, grace, right? And grace then provides, when we put our trust in Christ and his death and resurrection on the cross, he provides us with the blessing of being sinless. And so as we're sinless and we live in the blessing of what Christ is doing in his word, directing our thoughts and our choices, our decisions, we become selfless. We become less selfish and more selfless, thinking of others more important than ourselves, as it says in Philippians chapter 2. But what is that? That's a road of humility. And what does it say? It says, "But humility comes before honor." So humility always, 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 always comes before honor. If you want honor in your life, consider walking in a place of humility, recognizing your wrongs, and acknowledging them and seeking forgiveness from those that you've offended, that you might have the opportunity to demonstrate love to them, right? That's exactly what Christ did for us. We were the ones that offended him, but yet he came to restore us. What a message that is. Oh, to go to win them by our love. Let's go on to the next verse, verse 13. If one gives an answer before he hears, it is folly and shame. It's like, be a good listener. Get yourself out of the way. It's not about what you're going to say next. No, it's about being a good listener. Because otherwise, what you do is it's to your folly and shame. It's not to your benefit. And then verse 14, a man's spirit will endure sickness, but a crushed spirit who can bear? And when we're full of hauntiness, we crush others. You know, it's not just a sickness or a sorrow of a heart. We actually crush people by the things that we can say and do to them. And so the way that we remedy that is we get out of the way and we allow Christ to shine through and to love. Verse 15, an intelligent heart requires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. It's like you got to search. You got to spend some time with God, with Jesus, in this Word of God. That's what God wants, is he wants us to know him. And the only way that we can know him is through his message, through his word, but the word that became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. Because the message is not man becoming a God. No, the message is God becomes a man to save man from destruction. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before the great. There's no greater gift than love. Owe no one anything but love, is what God's word teaches. The one who states his case first seems right until another comes and examines him. There it is again. It says, be careful that you don't immediately get driven through someone's emotional plea, but be patient. Walk in a road of humility, listening and thinking before you respond. You know, I would love to continue on, but we need to wrap this up today. And the thing that I want to wrap it up with is the importance of reminding all of you that no matter where you've been, no matter how much you have failed in your life, that does not preempt the love of God. And so might I encourage you to seek Him. Because it says, for those that seek, they shall find. For those that knock on the door, it shall be opened. For those that ask, they shall receive. So won't you consider asking Jesus to cleanse you from your sin and to come into your life to be your Lord and your Savior. God bless you all, and thank you for allowing me to spend some time with you today. See you next week.